Hello.
Hey, is this Benny?
It is.
Hey, Benny, this is Scott with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay, what's up, Scott?
Hey, I was looking actually a little older file here today. It looks like about a year ago you had contacted us and talked with Dennis just about moving locations and some possible equipment finance that you were looking at down the line. It's been a little while, so just wanted to kind of check in, see how the winery's doing, and you know, see what you might have in the hopper here right now.
Yeah, well, we're in the process of moving right now, actually.
Okay.
We may need some more equipment here in the near future.
How far are you moving?
Oh, we're not moving locations far. I mean, at 10 miles.
Yeah.
But just moving over into a better area with much more traffic and a lot more wineries, so
Okay.
good move for us.
Oh, right on. And where exactly is Perry, Ohio? Like, I know I grew up near Canton, and I know there's a Perry Township. That's not the same.
Yeah, that's a Perry Township.
Oh, okay. Are you in the
out by the power plant, out by Geneva, Madison, Painesville.
Oh, near Painesville. Okay,
Manor.
Cool. Yeah, I know exactly where you are there. And do you have a vineyard too? You grow your own?
No,
grapes?
We don't grow. Okay. We bring everything in. We source everything in.
Okay, right on. What types of wines do you produce?
Oh, we do a different variety. I mean, Cabernet Sauvignon. We do Malbec, Carmenere, Chardonnay. Some of the local grapes out here, you know, we do some Concord and Niagara, Pinot Grigio, do a couple blends, so Zinfandel. We do quite a few different varietals.
Cool. I'll have to, next time I talk to my brother-in-law, I know he likes wine, and he's a big supporter of Ohio businesses, so I'll have to make sure he knows that you guys are out there.
Beautiful, sure.
So as far as any equipment you might be looking at next, when did you possibly be looking to bring that on?
Oh, possibly within the next couple months, you know, or so. I'm not real sure yet.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys do? Some equipment financing, or is it a lease, or is it, what is it? How do you do it?
We have a few different options. We have leasing programs. We also have straight-up equipment financing. We also have some working capital loan programs, too. If there's, you know, soft costs associated with the move, just sort of general cash flow things, we can look at putting a package together with a variety of different options there for you, depending on what your total needs are for the move.
Well, obviously, we always, you know, cash flow at this point is somewhat of an issue because we've been, you know, we've closed the old winery down in December, and, you know, we're not open yet at the new place. So that's going to, you know, will be a couple months yet. We're in the process of getting ready to build a new building there. Cash flow, that's a possibility, you know. And like I said, we are going to have to get some more equipment, which obviously may be looking for some help there. But
okay. Have you kind of priced out the equipment you're looking at yet?
Not really, but I mean, I approximately know what, you know, what they run, and I mean, I'd be looking at some additional tanks, pretty much, that's it. I don't know, maybe $10,000-$15,000, $20,000 in tanks, somewhere around there.
And how much does, $20,000, how many tanks would that get you? Like, how big are the tanks?
If they're the same size that I have, they're 1,000 liters, which is about 262 gallons a piece. So you're probably looking at maybe 10 of those, 8 to 10 of those, somewhere in that area.
Okay. Is that something you definitely buy new? Are there options out there to pick up used?
There's options. I mean, you can find used equipment that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot of used equipment in the area that I'm located.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I found it, it's mostly all out in California or maybe up in New York area. So obviously then there's shipping involved and all that other stuff to get it here.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are some suppliers here for new equipment that, you know, you don't have to go through the shipping route. So.
Yeah. Now, back years ago, I went to school at the University of Akron, and I did some home beer making then, and I mm-hmm. went through some guys. Do you know the guys at the Grape and Granary in Akron?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do they do, I know they did all, like, home-type size equipment. Do they do large-scale commercial production equipment?
No, they don't do that. No, they're geared more towards the home winemaker.
Okay.
But there's a company, you know, in Kent,
mm-hmm.
You know, GW Kent, actually, they have the stainless steel tanks there, and Kent's mm-hmm. not that far. It's easy to go pick them up.
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Yeah, so where are you located out of now?
I'm in San Diego now. Yeah, after growing up, I went to all the way through grade school, high school, and college in Ohio, and I eventually just wanted to move around a bit, see some other parts of the country, hit mm-hmm. Pennsylvania for a bit, was in Louisiana for a bit, made a temporary stop in California, and that was 13 years ago.
So yeah,
that temporary stop, I just got hooked, and I...
Well, you're in the right spot. San Diego's the place to be.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If you have some info you want to put together and send out to me, I can take a look at it at my account and look at it. And, you know, we could go from there.
Yeah. So I put together an email with some links to our website, and I'll put some general info about our equipment finance and working capital. Once you get to that point where you're ready to start looking at either capital for some of the cash flow or or the specific equipment, the application process is pretty simple with us. It's just a one-page application. For equipment, we'd be looking at, then just any equipment quote you had as well. For the capital side, it'd just be a couple of bank statements and tax returns. So it's pretty minimal as far as the actual paperwork we need to look at to get an actual approval. Usually we can get approvals in about 24 to 48 hours, too.
Okay. Well, just shoot me the emails, and I'm going to sit down with the accountant tomorrow evening, and we can go from there.
Okay, cool. Let me double check what email we got on file here. We had Benny Bucci at hotmail.com.
That's the one.
Okay, and Bucci, right?
Right.
All right, cool. All righty, well, I'll put together a bit of info shoot that your way, and when's a good time to follow back up with you here?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to do anything for, a month or so, let me just... digest the information, get some ideas as to where I'm at here as far as what type of equipment I'm going to need, and then we can go from there.
All right, sounds good. I will maybe plan on not following up with you then until next month or so, but if you have any questions, either shoot me an email back. My phone number will be on the email as well, so give me
a
call too.
All right, appreciate the info.
All right, good talking to you, Benny.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.